He was the 41st killer to be interviewed by Mr. Oppenheimer. He gloated over how they used to crush their victims' necks with wooden staves, how they hanged them, strangled them, cut off their heads, ran them over with cars, all because they were allowed to. And he insisted that they never felt guilty, never got depressed, never had nightmares. Dressed in white slacks and a lime Hawaiian shirt, the first day he met the filmmakers, he led them up to Mr. Sinek's roof and showed them in person, demonstrating on a friend how he had garroted his victims, and how afterwards he would put on some good music, drink a little booze, smoke a little marijuana. Stepping lightly across the roof, he crooned cha-cha-cha. By now in his 60s, and missing several teeth, he clacked his dentures when the camera began rolling. At home, he served the filmmakers sweet tea. While the two men discussed what film they might make, he taught a young boy how to care for his pet duckling. He roped in his Panchestilla friends to reenact what they had done. The directors gave them carte blanche. The gangsters sketched out interrogations and how they beat women and burned down villages, aided by a fat sidekick in drag with bright lipstick and lime eyeshadow. They even reenacted a beheading and how afterwards they ate the victim's liver. In the evening they watched the day's rushes.